Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland, talking about Koningsdag, which is King's Day in the Netherlands. It's just a few days ago, the 27th of April. Sometimes they've celebrated a day early if the 27th should happen to fall on a Sunday. So like, it's the official birthday of the king, Willem Alexander. But it goes back to previous two queens ago, Queen Juliana. It was her birthday, it was the 30th of April, so they celebrated it around her at the time. Anyway, and so that was it. Okay, and so since Queen Juliana and then all through the reign of Queen Beatrix, they celebrated it at that time. Okay, so it's a public holiday. They say sort of it's a bit after the end of Lent or after the end of Easter. Apparently there's some sort of religious significance. So, and it's first time the weather gets really good. It's sort of late spring. It's almost summer. People wearing orange because of the royal family. Their surname is Oranje-Nassau. Okay, orange in France, Nassau in Germany. Don't know how many centuries have been in the Netherlands, but certainly very prominent from the late 16th century, leading the Dutch revolt against the Spanish, and eventually the Oranje-Nassau family being elected Stadtholder of the Netherlands, and that was not hereditary. It was elected. But they managed to hold it for several generations. There's another group called the Patriots who said, no, we mustn't have the domination of one family. So it was a quasi-monarchy. And then after the defeat of Napoleon and his brother Napoleon Bonaparte, the was kicked out. Sorry, his brother Louis Bonaparte was kicked out. They said, well, let's make this official. The House of Orange will make them the royal family. And since sort of 1814, they've been the official monarchy. Okay. So and so it goes on. So they've changed the date. I mean, if you go back to the 19th century, it was Prinsessendag, as in Princess's Day, 1885, because the then Princess Wilhelmina, later Queen Wilhelmina, from 1890 to about, was it 1950 or something, she that was her birthday, because she was heir presumptive to the throne. She had no surviving brothers. And when her father died, she was going to be queen, and indeed that's what happened. So they had three generations of queens. All right. So, and then people gathering in public places, and the monarch going around in The Hague and stuff like that. So happy days. What do you think? And the monarch visits a different town in the Netherlands each time. I think not Amsterdam, because to get out of Amsterdam over each year. Okay, so since 2013, that's when Willem Alexander, he took over when his mother retired. And people selling things, eating typically Dutch food and drinking typically Dutch drink, just meeting and socializing and stuff like that. So street parties, concerts, music festivals, and the king, or in the old days, the queen, used to grant awards to citizens for their service to the public. Celebrated in the overseas territories such as Sint Maarten in the Netherlands, in the Netherlands Antilles, you know, the Caribbean, the ABC Islands, Aruba, Bonaire, and Curaçao, and so forth, and used obviously Suriname until whenever it was. So that is the monarch's official birthday. I don't know when King Willem Alexander's real birthday is, but it's a bit like in the United Kingdom. The king's official birthday is the second Saturday in June, if I got that right. His real birthday is like 14th of November. But Queen Victoria's birthday was sometime in late June. And since then, the monarch's official birthday has always been the second Saturday in June. Not the third Saturday in June, because that'd be Royal Ascot, and they want to go to their horse races. So I'd really like to go there at that time, but it's really packed, you know. So the thing, you know, the hotels would be busy, the streets would be busy, difficult to get a table in a restaurant, something like that. The streets are festooned with the Dutch national flag, the red, white, and blue, which I think they copied from the French out of the French Revolution, even though they oriented it differently. The French have got three vertical bars, the Netherlands have got three horizontal ones. I love the Canilla dessert to live by the milkman and special milk for coffee, and also the linseed Gouda. So, Gouda, that special Dutch cheese, quite a mild taste. Yeah, wearing clogs, running around, wearing folk dress, which hasn't been ordinary day wear since the 19th century. I don't think people get married that day. So people are in a celebratory mood. So I would like to go. And then these books would be Queen's Day. And I think the gay community were very prominent because of obviously Queen sometimes being homosexual. And the Netherlands had a very liberal, accepting attitude to homosexuality before almost any other country in the world. So that is it. And one day I'd like to go there. So things on the bucket list, that Paris and Bastille Day. I was in Moscow and Victory Day. It was a huge disappointment because you can get anywhere near the action because people have got no rights. All these barriers and the public kept well back from seeing anything. Much better view on television. All right, so a very belated Happy King's Day to all the Netherlanders. Goodbye.